This is the Ask the AD segment with Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director. While he may not be able to join us for two segments every time or in person every time, we are grateful that we have a chance for you guys to get it right from Kurt on what's going on with Boise State Athletics. And he's going to be here Thursdays at 5 o'clock on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Prater, I don't know if you have your follow-up question. Are you satisfied with that?
We're good to go.
All right. The next question, Kurt, comes from more listeners about the campus master plan. And I think specifically people are most anxious about your progress or anything you can tell us about a potential baseball program at Boise State, which I know is on Dr. Custer's list, and you got to have a place to play. But let's start first about any progress report on baseball.
Well, first I want to say that, you know, one of the reasons I came down to this show is to see how many shrimp you and Prater could get down, and I've only seen you eat two, so it's
well,
a little
you
disappointing.
We've been here 2 hours.
93 cents a shrimp.
We've been here 2 hours, man.
I'm hoping to see some records broken here, but back to the baseball question. You know, it's a continuing conversation with our president. We've had some conversations with the city. We've had some conversations with some potential investors that might have some interest in a baseball, some type of facility here in Boise. Nothing's concrete right now. You know, the master plan is something so much bigger than athletics at Boise State.
Right.
I mean, it obviously involves a lot more than just athletic facilities. And so we're still considering maybe is not the right word, but trying to figure out how we could put together something that would make a facility work here in town that we could use. And then, you know, the other big challenges there is we've kind of estimated a baseball program, you know, somewhere in the realm of about 1.2 or 1.3 million on an annual basis in terms of supporting it the way that we'd want to support it. And, you know, that's a big challenge for us. We've taken on cost of attendance this year. And so there's a lot of things that are weighing. The one thing that I can tell everybody who's, you know, asking about it and interested, it is certainly not off the table. I know that our president is in favor of it, but he also realizes that, you know, we've got some financial challenges that we've got to try to figure out. It starts with, you know, where we would play, and then once you do have a place to play, how do you fund something like that? We've talked to a lot of people in the community that are baseball lovers that
right.
are in favor of it, that have talked about supporting it financially. We just really haven't dug down to, you know, really what that is. And until you can find a way to come up with a plan to build a facility that can be good for this community, I wouldn't say there's a set date, but it's something we're still talking about. But as far as I know to this point, it's nothing in stone going forward. So
Ask the AD with Kurt Apsey on Sports Radio The Ticket. Caves and Prater had a question about contracts. Coach Harson's contract with a fifth-year extension and a bonus for an 8-win season. It used to be a 9-win season. It was amended after the Fiesta Bowl this year in February. You didn't write that contract. I'm sure Dr. Custra and the State Board and everybody else did. So what can you tell us about why that was done? Why did it go from 9 to 8 and what your thoughts are about it?
You know, like you said, Jeff, I wasn't a part of it. I'm certainly in favor of it. If I was in this position a year ago, it's certainly something that I would have considered. That might have been something that Coach Harson and his representation might have asked for. I'm assuming it probably had something to do with, you know, having the same type of contract in terms of 8 games, just like the previous coach. Coach Pete was at eight games. And, I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. You know, I saw a stat the other day that some of our folks shared with us that we're the only team in Division I football right now that has won 8 or more games the last 17 years. So maybe that was the benchmark. But when you have a coach in his first year who's 11-2 and wins a Fiesta Bowl, I think it's important that the university gathers its resources together to make sure that they're committed to him in that program. And that was just one of, you know, a few other things that were added to the agreement. And, you know, just very proud of that staff right now on our team, and I have no problem with that 8-game bonus. So,
is there a buyout number, Kurt, that goes up or down as the length of his contract goes on? Say his buyout's at $1 million, does it go to $1.5 million the next year and $2 million in the third year, or is it a static number?
It goes down.
It goes down,
and that's I'm pretty sure of that. And I haven't looked that close at Brian's. I've looked at a lot of others, and I've been through some others, but you know, the longer a coach is here, I think he shows the commitment to your program. And, you know, Leon's a great example as well. But the longer they're here, usually in this business, the buyout goes down.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, if you're paying them more, why doesn't the buyout go more? Well, you also have to take into consideration what that coach has done for your program. So if you have a coach that's here 4, 5, 6, 7 years, he's probably doing a heck of a job. To me, he's made an investment in our program as well. So usually, in most cases, you'll see in coaching contracts where the buyout actually goes down as they're here longer.
All right, the Atherton Locksmith of the KTIK 931 FM Twitter feed said, will we see more of Idaho and Idaho State in all sports on future schedules, or not, or the same?
I would say, you know, we've done it in basketball quite a bit. I know we do it in volleyball. We've done it in soccer. Football right now is on hold. I know that when I left, Rob Spear and I had some conversations. We were just kind of unable to work it out. And I wouldn't say it's out of the question in the future for football, but right now, you know, our schedule's full going through all the way to 2019, 2020. And, you know, things can change, but for now, right now, for football, Idaho and Idaho State are not a part of the schedule going forward.
Kurt Apsey, ask the ADs. The hashtag you can put at our Twitter account. Just out of time, though, for here. He's got a women's basketball game to go. Prater, you've already imposed all your shrimp on him. You going to send him with a to-go bucket?
No, I'm just going to, you know, I'll keep my other 19 questions to myself and save them, scatter them out throughout the year. So, big women's game tonight. Gordy Prusnell could be the winningest coach in women's basketball history at Boise State.
Yeah,
so.
He's,
and you're welcoming back June Doherty, too. So
tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight, yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, another guy on her bench is Rod Jensen.
That's right.
Rod's an assistant coach there. So
Gordy, June, and Rod all in the same building going for a record.
They've got the whole crew coming back, so I'm excited for them. And, hey, guys, I appreciate you having me on. It gives me an opportunity to hopefully touch some of our fans. I know that anytime an AD has a chance to come down and talk to 17 people, it's a good thing.
It is. The cost per reach is pretty good, man.
And I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, no question's a bad one. Hopefully I can get to most of them. And just appreciate anybody, you know, that's listening. And really proud of our programs and looking forward to next week. So thanks for having me.
All right, Kurt Apsey, Ask the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket. One down. Who knows how many more to go.